there is a hope in Jesus. There's a spirit in Jesus. If we're filled with the Holy Ghost, it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord, that we can affect change, that we can affect this world, our neighbors, our communities. And so I want to encourage you, as we celebrate the birth of the church, the New Testament church on Pentecost Sunday, that you more than ever before seek after the Lord and say, God, I want to be full of you, God. Fill me up, Jesus. Fill me up, Lord Jesus. Pour out your spirit upon me. Pour out your spirit upon this community. Let's just worship the Lord this morning right now. Lord, we worship you, Jesus. Pour it out, Jesus, God. Fill me up, God, so I can affect somebody else. Fill me up, Lord Jesus, God, so I can impact my world, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sing with us this morning.
Pour out your spirit in this place. Pour we send your spirit, God, not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God, send your spirit, God, not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God, send your spirit, God, not by might.
Spirit God, send your spirit, God. Oh.
Spirit, God. Cause all we want is you. And all we need is you, Jesus. Fill this place with your power, God. Fill this place with your glory, God. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you. We need you. Thank you, Jesus. Kingdom glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to be with you. That's your prayer this morning. Out to him right now. I just want to be with you. Hallelujah, King of glory, King of Lord, we need you to fill this place. Cause we just want to be with you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to worship a little bit longer. We praise your name. Lord, you are here with us. You are here with us, Jesus, and we worship you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Won't you lift up your hands to him? Won't you lift up your voice to him? However you're comfortable worshiping him. Hallelujah, we praise you, God. We just take this moment to worship you, Jesus. Give you glory, to give you praise, God. Let's just sing that chorus one last time.
King of glory, won't you fill this place? We just want to be with you. Just want to be with you.
Church. Well, there's only 50 of us here, but I think we could do a little bit better than that. Can I hear your playground voices this morning? Praise the Lord, church. Your social distancing voices. There we go. It's become a new phenomenon to be able to just walk down the street or walk through a store and see people 6 feet apart and yelling at one another. And they're just having a conversation because that's what we got to do right now, right? So it is such a, isn't there a sweet presence of the Holy Ghost in this place? Thank you, Sister Fiona. And you can be seated this morning. And we just want to welcome you all to Calvary Gospel Church. As many of you know, we're down to 50 now. From 10 to 150 down to 50, and hopefully this will be changing. But we do have a parking lot that is available if you'd like to come to service. Maybe not come in, but still be here and to have fellowship afterwards. You're more than welcome to come hang out in the parking lot. And we have it broadcast. Brother Jerry Simmons has a system set up so you can be in the parking lot and hear everything that's going on in service. So, but once again, it's great to have you all here. Welcome you to Calvary Gospel Church Pentecost Sunday. So great to have Brother and Sister Jacobs here with us. And also the congregations from Prairie du Chien and Boscobel will be joining in with us this morning. So it's great to be here, great to be part of the family of God. I think this is one of the things that, if there is a silver lining in all of this, is that I believe that if given the opportunity, if you want to take the opportunity, instead of something like this driving us seemingly further apart, it can actually pull us closer together. And I'm just thankful for my brothers and sisters, not just here in Madison, but all over the state, all over the world, that has been pulled together because of this. So we're great to be here. And we got some giving options this morning before we get into the announcements. And you can just mail it here to the church if you'd like to do that. We also have GiveLink, cgcmadison.org. You can click to give. It's behind me on the screen if you're at home watching, or wherever you may be watching. It's on your screen as well. So we'll go right into the announcements. This Wednesday we'll continue to have services, and we are still limited to 50 people, but we will be streaming online as well, and you can register. Pastor Phil Demas has got this all set up for you, and he's doing a great job, and I want to thank Pastor Phil for taking care of this for us. He was in here, but he's not in here. He's out roaming around somewhere. There he is in the back. And but thank you, Pastor Phil, for taking care of this. So registration will be open. It's the same link that was sent out before. And Wednesday evening we'll be finishing our series on testing of our faith. And we were talking about Job, the first half of Job. And then we're going to be covering not the second half of the book, but the second half of the message. Have you ever wondered why God allows certain things to happen to you? Do you ever wonder that? We're going to be talking about that on Wednesday night, and hopefully just give us some common, very simple, easy pointers on when things happen to us, that we know that God is not out to destroy us, but he's out to make us stronger. And so we'll be covering that on Wednesday evening. And once again, it is so great to have Brother and Sister Jacobs with us. They came into town last evening. We had a great dinner together, just hanging out, fellowshipping. And we love and appreciate Brother Jacobs as our presbyter for Section 3. He's doing a phenomenal job. And but he's also a great preacher, a great teacher. He teaches here at PI, our Bible school here. And he's also just an awesome friend to have, a friend that stick. I mean, he's like a brother. And I love and appreciate Brother Scott Jacobs and Sister Jacobs as well. But God bless you, Brother Scott. Come share with us this morning.
Praise the Lord, church. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. And it's good to have people in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. God is good. Amen. Would you say amen? Amen. God is good. And so glad to be here. And so glad to be with you and with your pastor and his wife, and so glad to have my church with us as well. And I'm just going to be thankful that this is the day that the Lord hath made. Amen. Aren't you glad this is the day the Lord hath made? That God is still on the throne? Amen. How many of you believe God is still on the throne today? Amen. God is still on the throne. He is still in charge. Amen. Amen. This is Pentecost Sunday. This is what we believe. Amen. That God is still pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. Amen. That, amen, whosoever will, amen, can receive and shall receive if they want to. They can receive what you and I have. Amen. How many of you have the Spirit of God living inside you today? Amen. Even if you're at home today, do you have the Holy Ghost living inside you? If you have that, you have the greatest thing this side of heaven. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, shout amen. 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 Turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse number 8. Amen. If you have that, would you stand with me, even if you're at home, and let's read that. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you will be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that you have given us. We thank you that you are still pouring out your spirit today. We thank you, God, that you are no respecter of persons. We thank you, God, Lord Jesus, that you are still on the giving hand. We ask you, Lord, that you bless this day, that you bless this service, that you still pour out your spirit, God, to those that are in this service today and those that are at home, God, and those that may be in the parking lot, God, that they will receive, God, that what they are seeking after today, in Jesus' name, would you say amen? Amen. You may be seated. God is good today, church. Amen. Are you going to help me today? Amen. I'm so thankful to be in the house of the Lord. We live in crazy times right now. Do you believe that? Amen. We live in crazy times. I'm going to speak fairly, honestly, and I'm going to speak quickly today. I believe the Lord has given me something, and I just want to share it with you. But we live in a time where people can talk about all of this stuff that's going on, and at the very moment we go from one crazy topic to another in just the blink of an eye. But we must not forget who our God is. He is still our provider. He is still our Savior. He is still our Redeemer. He is still the Lord God Almighty. He is still the one that is in control. He is still the one that is the Savior of the universe. He is still the one that is the I am that I am. He is still the one that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is still the one that is in control. Would you say amen? Do you believe that today? If you're at home, would you say amen? If you believe that today, would you say amen today? Amen. He said that you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you have to understand that when you receive that power, he said that you will be witnesses unto me. This is why we receive the power of the Holy Ghost, that we are going to be witnesses. We are excited about Pentecost Sunday. We're excited about receiving the Holy Ghost. We're excited about being baptized with the spirit of what God has given us. We're excited about that. But what we're not excited about being witnesses of what we have, the witnesses of the power. But listen, I've come to tell you, this is still that. We are still to be the witnesses that God has called us to be. We are still to be the witnesses that there is still a God in heaven. There is still a God that is still on the throne. There is still a God that is still in charge. Would you say amen? He said on the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, this is what he said. They were all in one court in one place. You have to understand something. When the 12 disciples were, this is where we are. When the 12 disciples, they didn't have everything together. They didn't have everything together. I'm not trying to look at your pastor. I don't like him. I do like him. I love him. But they didn't have everything together, Brother Grant. They had their problems. Peter and John, they had their problems. Do you understand that? Peter and John had their problems. John laying his head on Jesus' breast. He's the disciple that was loved. Peter was the one that walked on water. Peter was the one that said, "Thou art the Christ." Peter was the one that had the keys to the kingdom. John was the one that outran Peter to the tomb. You remember that? Do you know that? Why do you know that? Why do you know that? Because it's in the Bible, right? Why is it in the Bible? Why? See, I love it now because there's a crowd here. At my church, you know, I've been talking, there's no crowd here. Why is it in the Bible? Because John put it in the Bible. He was the author of the Gospel of John where it's there. And he made point that everybody understood, I outran Peter. So there were some issues. But when you get to Acts chapter 3, well, let me back up a little bit. When you get to Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, they were all together in one accord and in one place. And suddenly, there come a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And the Holy Ghost fell upon them. And something changed. Because when God steps in, and the Holy Ghost begins to get in someone's heart. And then all of a sudden you get into Acts chapter 3. And what begins to happen back there when they didn't quite understand what was going on. And they were trying to figure out where they all were fitting in all of this. And they were walking by. They were walking by a lame man who was sitting by the gate, beautiful. And where were they going? And Peter and John, the man who were looking, the man who Jesus was asking, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And Peter said, yeah, I love me. And Peter said, but what about that guy? He says, what does it matter if that guy lives until I come back? Is everybody with me so far? And he says to him, you see, there's some problems here, but you get after Pentecost and everything comes together because now we begin to have focus and now we begin to realize something because we see that there's a man that's crippled here and we begin to realize that it's not about where's my place. It's not about you, Peter, and it's not about John. Because when we come together and we're on our way to prayer and when we work together, Peter, and we work together, John, we can help somebody. And we can heal somebody by the power that's working in me. Because of what I received on Pentecost. It's quiet in here, and I'm assuming it's probably quiet at home. Because see, what I'm talking about here is our world is so messed up because of every chaos and every chaotic thing that's going on, we've all forgotten about the great Almighty who's sitting on the throne, because we don't know whether we're coming or whether we're going, but we need to get back to Pentecost, and we need to get back to the beginnings and remember that it started with God and it's going to end with God, and we got to remember that we got to get back together, and we got to remember that it just doesn't start at Pentecost. We just don't need Pentecost. We need more than just Pentecost. We need more than just Pentecost. And if you let me finish, I'll begin to explain and realize and help you realize why we need more than just Pentecost. But it's not just us. There was an interview that was conducted with a man who was trapped on an oil rig. I believe it was on 2010. And during the fire, the man was asked during the interview, he said, "What gave you the courage to jump from the platform 15 stories high into the water that was engulfed from flames?" The man replied, "Because I was either going to fry if I stayed on the platform, so I decided to jump." You see, desperate times call for desperate measures. We're either going to fry or we're going to jump. What are we going to do? You see, the New Testament church is a church that always has to learn to live on the edge. And living on the edge is always one step from disaster. If God does not intervene at the right time, we're just one small step from falling over. Listen to what Jude said. Jude said this, verse number 22. "Some, having compassion, make a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment, spotting the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence unto his glory with exceeding joy." Who's to keep you from falling? God can keep you. You see, we sometimes get fearful. We sometimes get afraid, but we got to remember that God created the church to move forward. He created us. Pentecost was not just there to save us. Pentecost was there for us to be a witness to the world. Pastor, I never asked him. Look at my notes. Are these okay? I hate to now ask him if this is okay. I don't want to put him on the and have him tell me no, and then me go sit down. But I'm asking. We sometimes put ourselves in a box because we get concerned. But listen to me, those of you who are here, those of you who are outside, and those of you who are at home, we cannot put ourselves in a box. God is bigger than what's going on. God is greater than what's going on. God is bigger than our situation. He wants us. He wants the church to be on the leading edge. And we are the church. Because what he said, you will receive power. I was 8 years old when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to talk to your pastor for a moment, because I'm going to talk to him as a friend. I had nothing. I didn't know anything. My pastor sat me down and he said, "Okay, now you got power. I was probably in, I didn't know anything. I didn't know this, all this stuff. He said, now you got all this power. When you need it, God's going to give you this power. So I'm just telling you my little story, okay? I didn't know this. I didn't know all of this stuff. You learn as you go. So I walk out. I go to school. And this kid, you know, for whatever reason, he walks out into the playground. And he says, I'll fight anybody who wants to fight me. So I walk into the bathroom. I go into one of the stalls. And I said, God, I need that power now. I walk out of the bathroom. I walk out of the school. I didn't feel any stronger when I went into the bathroom than when I come back out of the bathroom, so I didn't go talk to the kid. So I didn't mess with him. I didn't know if I had any more power. But he told me I would have the power, the preacher did. But I didn't understand how it all worked, but that's what he told me. But now I'm understanding it a little more because that's what Acts 1:8 says. You will receive it. But we don't understand it sometimes. So when situations like what's going on today in our world, and I'm not trying to tell you what to do. God is telling you what to do. And you don't need to stay. And you don't need to run, and you don't need to hide. You need to rise up and let the Holy Ghost keep speaking to you. And you need to let the Holy Ghost lead you. And you need to let the Holy Ghost tell you. And you need to talk to your pastor and say, Pastor, this is what I'm feeling. And you'll probably hear the pastor say, well, I know because I've been feeling this. And you need to let the Holy Ghost guide you because it's time that the church moves forward because God is ready to move. Let me continue to go on because I need to hurry. The problem with living on the edge is that if we're not careful, we will fall off, okay? But God will protect us. But also, if you're not careful, some people will try to push you off. Okay? Some people will try to push you off. And other people will try to pull you back. But you got to be careful. It's dangerous to live on the edge. But there is absolutely, that is where the church needs to be, is on the edge. The church, we have to be on the edge. This is where we need to be. This is where we like to be. We like to be in the safe place. We like to be in the safe place. Your pastor said something to me a long time ago that has just been stuck in my heart and stuck in my mind. Is it true when this whole COVID thing started? He said something to me. I don't know if he even remembers. He said, is God rendering our buildings useless so the church will get out in the field? I don't know if you ever said that even in here, but he said this to me, and it's been stuck in me. Is God rendering our buildings useless so the church will now be forced to get into the fields? Do you remember saying that? I'm sorry, I don't mean to embarrass you, but he said that to me. But on the day of Pentecost, there was 120. Isn't that what the Bible says? But shortly after that meeting, it went from 120 in that house because somebody said, what in the world's going on? It went from 120 to 3,000. Why? Because witnesses begin to popping up. Noises begin to happen. Things begin to go on. Let me continue to happen. The church continues to talk about, I want another Acts 2:38. I want another Acts chapter 2. I want another Acts chapter 2. But listen, I want more than an Acts chapter 2 revival. Would the church say amen?
Can we have an Acts chapter 3 encounter? Can we have it where miracles begin to happen after a prayer meeting? Can we have an Acts chapter 4 encounter where our services literally are shaken by the power of God? That's what I want too. Can we have an Acts chapter 5 encounter where we have church from house to house? Can we have an Acts chapter 6 church where the saints begin to take on the ministry so pastors can have an encounter with God? Are you listening to me, church? Are you hearing what's going on? We just don't want an Acts chapter 2 where the Holy Ghost is coming out and it's just for us. He says so you can be witnesses, so things can happen. After you have an Acts chapter 2, then you can have Acts chapter 3 and Acts chapter 4 and Acts chapter 5 and Acts chapter 6. But then you can have an Acts chapter 7. But we don't really want to have the next chapter 7, do we? Because then somebody dies. No, somebody doesn't die. Somebody's bold enough to stand up for the truth. Somebody's bold enough to say, this is the right way. This is the right thing to do. Somebody's bold enough to stand on the edge and say, this is the right thing. This is what we ought to do. And the people stone him because they don't like the truth. But they see the reflection of God on him. Yeah, Stephen lost his life. But he willingly laid it down for truth. All of that come after Acts chapter 2. But then we have an Acts chapter 8 where the saints become more involved and revival is broken out in Samaria. And people of influence like the Ethiopian begins the message and he understands it and he begins to say, I want to be baptized. Can it happen to me? All of this happens because of Pentecost. Are you hearing me at home? Are you hearing me in the parking lot? Are you hearing me in the house of God? Is this what you want? This happens because you're living on the edge. This is still that. You can have it, or you can say, well, this used to be Pentecost. Jesus Christ is still the same. So who changed? You can have an Acts 9 church where religious leaders can be changed, where religious leaders can be influenced, where saints of God can influence religious leaders. Or you can just go by and say, well, I remember when my parents' church used to influence people. Or we can say, I remember when we used to have church. I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. Lift your hands right now at home. Lift your hands right now in the house of God. Lift your hands in the parking lot. Wherever you are, lift your hands right now. Come on, the Holy Ghost is here. Listen, I've been listening to people. I've been hearing people. I've been seeing people on social media right now. And this is what people have been saying. God, our world needs you. God, our world needs you. God, our world needs you. And I'm not anybody. I'm not anybody special. But I've come to tell somebody something. Our world does not need God. God. Our world needs you. Our world needs you because you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and you have the Acts 2:38 message and you have Pentecost inside of you. Our world needs you right now. You are the world. You have the message that the world needs right now. That's the truth. You are the witnesses. I'm the witness. You say, why are you so hard? Because we're the ones that the world needs. There's not going to be another Savior. There's not going to be another Calvary. There's not going to be another resurrected Savior. We are the ones. Our world doesn't need. We're the ones. So let me go on. Do you want to have Acts chapter 10? That's what we're looking for. The church, is the church willing to reach people who are not like us? People who are like Cornelius? We need an Acts chapter 11 church where even persecution spreads the gospel. We need an Acts chapter 12 church where God gives miraculous answers to prayer and prisons are open and things begin to happen. Would you stand with me? This altar is open if you feel like you want to come. People at home, would you stand? Make an altar somewhere. Our world needs you. Maybe you were looking for something different. Maybe you were hoping for a better message. But in a world that is going crazy, in a world that is dying, in a world that is lost, in a world that is dark, we are the light. And light only works in a dark room. So maybe you think I missed the word that God told me. But this is still it. The disciples' world wasn't very clear. They were persecuted. Their world was chaotic. Their world wasn't very clear either. They had their riots. They had all their persecution. But I'm going to tell you this. They had their demand from God. They said, go be my witness. I've given you my power. I've given you my spirit. Would you pray where you are? If you don't want to come to the front, I invite you to pray. At home, I invite you to pray. In the parking lot, I invite you to pray. The Holy Ghost is here.
Like a fire set up in my bones,
I want the world to know that you are God. And with a passion burning deep within, I want the world to know that you live. Let your presence come and saturate every part of me. Make me new. Let your spirit come and move within. Fill me once again, 'cause I need more. Jesus, I'm desperate for you. Jesus, I'm hungry for you. Jesus, I'm alive.
Come on, church. Come on, church. Let's reach. Come on, church. Let's reach. Come on, church. Let's reach. Come on, church. God is here, but He wants you to reach. He wants you to reach. He wants you to reach. Come on. Hallelujah. He wants you to reach. Come on.
For you, 'cause Lord, you are all I want.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come like the flood.
Hallelujah.
Saturate.
Come on. You could be the next Ananias that's going to reach a Saul. Come on. Come on. Your Pentecost isn't enough. Come on, your Pentecost is not enough. Your Pentecost is not enough. You could be the next Ananias that's going to reach a Saul. You got to push. You got to push. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, let the Holy Ghost break. Come on, let the Holy Ghost break. If you're listening at home, let it break. Let it break. Come on, let it break. Come on, let it break. Let the revival break. Come on, let the revival break. Come on, let the revival break. Come on, Peter. Get a hold of Cornelius. Come on, Peter. Get a hold of Cornelius. Come on, Peter.
Come like the wind.
Found
this place. You're all we want. Come like a flood and saturate me now. You're
hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
For you, Jesus, I'm hungry.
Hallelujah. Come on, God is not done, church. I just feel the Holy Ghost. God has not done church. Come on.
Jesus, we're desperate.